Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. The Blues there, we might have played a Christmas carol because it looks as if it's starting to look a lot like Christmas. Joining me in the studio now is Zach Long, the editor of Time Out Chicago. It's a big Christmas day in the city, isn't it?
Yeah, this is kind of the, I think it's the unofficial kickoff day for the holiday season here, right?
The mile presentation is tomorrow along Michigan Avenue, but they're lighting the Christmas tree a little bit later this evening, correct?
Yep, lighting the Christmas tree in Millennium Park. Both the ice rinks out there opened up earlier today, so McCormick Tribune Ice Rink is going, and I went out earlier today, saw the Maggie Daly ice ribbon people.
How was that? Oh, the ice ribbon, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, on that one. The Van Gogh folks sponsored that this year, so there's some Van Gogh art in the ice.
I was going to say, so it's in the ice.
I believe it's in the ice, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's kind of hard to see during the day, but I think maybe at night they'll be able to light it up a little bit.
Oh, that'll be really cool, I bet.
Yeah.
The tree lighting ceremony is at 6 o'clock tonight, so just a few minutes away. And then the Chris Kindle Market returned right after not being around last year.
Yeah, so I made it out to Daly Plaza today. Of course, the one in Wrigleyville at Gallagher Way also opened earlier today. They're back up and running. It's, you know, if you've been to Chris Kindle Market before, you know what to expect. There's lots of glühwein, there's lots of German food, like, you know, all the ornaments and trinkets you can shop for.
How many trinkets did you pick up?
No trinkets for me. I got some German cookies.
Oh, nice.
Excited about.
Zach Long is the editor of Time Out Chicago. So you guys always have a big event coming up on Black Friday, right? A beer tasting event?
Yeah. So this is the first time we're doing this at Time Out Market. We are working with Goose Island. They do this annual release every Black Friday of their Bourbon County Stout, which mm-hmm. are these barrel-aged stouts. You know, every year it's a big release for them. People like line up in front of liquor stores to try to get their hands on bottles.
And it's a very limited sale, right?
Yeah, it's a fairly limited sale. I mean, they only make, you know, a finite amount of each because they have to age all this beer in whiskey and bourbon barrels. And, you know, there's only so many of those barrels they can put beer in, right?
The you know, because something I learned in Scotland is that to be bourbon, you can only use a barrel one time.
Yeah.
And so a lot of whiskey, Scotch whiskey, is actually aged in bourbon barrels because the bourbon farmers, what do you call them? Bourbon brewers? Distillers. Distillers,
yeah,
thanks. They've got to have something to do with their barrels. They sell them to Scotland, and then they make whiskey out of them.
Yeah.
But no, this comes instead to Goose Island, and they use it to make beer?
Yeah, so Goose Island is actually kind of on the forefront of this. They are kind of one of the originators of this style of beer where it's this, you know, it's dark stout. They put it in barrels for, you know, a year and some change, pull it out, and the beer kind of retains a lot of those, like, very boozy bourbon flavors that you'd expect. So, yeah, the event that we're doing at the market, we're going to be serving five different varieties of the Bourbon County Stout. They make, you know, all these different variants with kind of different flavors every year. We're going to have one that's made with cherry wood. We're going to have one that's kind of supposed to taste like a cola. And then there's also...
Why would you want a beer to taste like a cola, Zach?
I mean, you know, I don't know. It's fun, right?
Maybe someone does.
there's one that's only available in Chicago. It's their proprietor's variety. They kind of have a competition among their brewers each year to see who can come up with the flavor for it. And this year's winner was a kind of like strawberry shortcake.
Really?
Like popsicle, you know, those kind of like pink.
Oh,
pink,
yeah,
popsicles.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, it has like these strawberry vanilla flavors in the beer. So very interesting. And these beers really lend themselves to food pairing since they do kind of have these flavors. You don't typically associate with a beer. The event that we're holding at the market, we reached out to some of our vendors and we're going to invite, you know, folks into the market. You buy your ticket and you're going to get five tastings, each of the five varieties.
Oh, nice. So you go to different stations sort of and get a beer then something.
Yeah. And each beer will be paired with some food from our vendors. So we have our barbecue folks are doing brisket that's going to pair with one of the one of the beers. We have chicken and waffles, fried chicken and waffles. It's going to pair with one. And I'm very excited that, you know, the strawberry shortcake one I mentioned, it's going to be paired with basically a little miniature ice cream float from Sean Michel's, which is really
fantastic.
Delicious ice cream, yeah.
And so where do people get tickets if they want to go?
If they want to get
tickets. They have to get tickets in advance, right?
Yeah, you think you want to get tickets in advance. If you go to, you know, timeout.com/Chicago and you go to our market section, we have links to tickets in there.
Tell people, you know, a lot of people haven't been downtown much lately and maybe they haven't taken in the market yet. It's a fantastic idea. I've been to one, I told you before, in Lisbon. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to the one here yet either, but tell people about the Timeout Market.
Yeah, so, I mean, the concept of the market is it's kind of a representation of some of the best restaurants in the city, all under one roof. So we have all these different kitchens in one kind of big open room with a bunch of communal seating. And you can go and order a pizza from Candlelight. You can go order barbecue from Soul and Smoke. You can go get sushi from Arami. You can kind of just like choose what you want, make your own little meal.
And then meet in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's like a food court, but really good food and a really big court.
Yeah, very big court, and we have some bars too. So
did you cringe when I just compared it to a food court? Sorry about that.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it's food court, but
no, it's a fantastic concept. You can get some of the best food in Chicago, and if you are traveling with 4, 5, or 6, 7 different people who can't decide on what they want to eat, everything that Chicago offers is there in one form or another.
Exactly.
It's a cool place. And you guys are having a New Year's Eve party?
Yeah, we're also doing a New Year's Eve party. We're throwing this event. It's kind of a future disco themed party.
So a future disco.
Giant light up floors that you can dance on, set up in the middle of the market. We got DJ Metro from the White Sox, from the Bulls, who's going to be playing tunes all night. And yeah, you buy a ticket. You come out, you're going to get a card to spend money on, a card that's loaded with money to spend on food
different
within
places.
The market. You're going to get some champagne, and we're going to have a big confetti blast at midnight.
Very cool. Zach Long is here, the editor of Time Out Chicago. I just love the concept of it. I can't believe I haven't been over there yet. But I was looking at the website. So it's an odd sort of combination. So you've got a website where you keep track of all sorts of restaurants and entertainment, and then the Timeout Market too.
Yeah,
which they fit together. But so you've got a piece on the website about different lighting displays around the city and the suburbs too, mm-hmm. which is the new thing. It kind of started. Maybe it got a boost from the pandemic, where people walk around outside at different light parts. Some of them, I remember at Northbrook Court, I think you would drive around. But what are the highlights there?
Well, you know, last year I think was all about the drive-in displays, and now that we're, you know, kind of back outside mingling with folks again, most of the drive-ins have kind of gone by the wayside. I know this weekend Zoo Lights is going up again.
Fantastic.
It's a big one. There's a new one in Rosemont. It's in the Chicago Dog Stadium Impact Field there called Amaze. That's going to be going up. It looks pretty interesting. It's a lot of like big light sculptures. And then I know next weekend Navy Pier is going to launch kind of a new light experience in their festival hall. Again, I think it's kind of a continuation of the event they did at Navy Pier previously. Every holiday season, they'll have an ice rink, they'll have a bunch of light sculptures, and just tons of holiday fun.
Zach Long, the editor of Time Out Chicago, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
And have a great holiday.
You as well.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, we're going to play Hot News or Not News coming up after the newscast. So right now, caller number 7 at 312-981-7200 gets the chance to play our game, Hot News or Not News. We'll test your knowledge of trying to figure out which story is real, which story is fake. And if you win a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Also, a retro WGN t-shirt, 312-981-7200.